The Bird Show.
So this is the weekend that we celebrate America.
Happy birthday, America.
America is 234 years old on Sunday.
How old?
234.
Nice.
The Billboard.
Random.
It was like you're putting a cake together, and you're wondering how many candles to put on it or something.
Well, it's Sunday, so I've got to start baking.
So Billboard magazine, you're done for the day. Billboard magazine has put together the worst national anthem renditions of all time. The list is extensive, and we won't be able to get to all of them, but. Steven Tyler ranked as one of the top 10.
Oh. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Sketchy, but not awful.
It's almost over.
I mean, a little sketchy.
There's a little awkward pause with the crowd.
Not too bad, because he's a rocker, so he screamed it out.
Scott Stapp.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hear. As the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes?
Again, it's not awful. I mean, it's bad.
It's worse than Steven Tyler, I think.
Aaron Neville?
But so proud. At the twilight's last gleaming.
Are you sure these are the bad ones?
Now I'm pretty sure. People are very traditional about their national anthem, too, man. Just get in there, do it like it was originally written, and get out. Don't mess with it. I'm not too offended by any of these yet.
Not yet, no. Because they stayed within how they normally sing, you know?
I'm going to give, like, some Roseanne Barr when she sang it at the...
Yeah, that's going to be our closer.
Michael
Bolton gets on the list because apparently he had notes on his hand because he didn't know all the words. And at some point you'll hear him, I think, pause and look down for the notes.
Notes on his hands.
That was it.
Dramatic pause.
People booing him.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Nice.
As they should. Come on.
How difficult would it be to finish that song, though, when everybody's booing you during the national anthem?
You've got to know the national anthem.
Jesse McCartney here skips a line or misses a line, I think.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
And the thing is like 50% of the people in the audience don't know the words either. So they're like, is he right or are we wrong? I don't really understand. And then there's the classic, probably the worst of all time. And this happened in San Diego. This was Roseanne. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
How she just hacked it and people were so mad at her for weeks.
Baseball game?
Uh-huh.
Are the land of the free.
And then she grabs her crotch and spits in the ground. Remember? Yeah.
Now you got to remember a couple of things. The dude that owned the Padres at the time produced Roseanne, the show. So he brought her in. That was one thing that was all jacked up about it. And I remember this because I was either living there at the time or I had just moved away. And keep in mind that San Diego, the population of San Diego is probably 1/4 to 1/2. Military.
Yeah. Is it Navy base there?
It's a Navy base. Marines and Coronado are there. You got Top Gun there. Yeah. I mean, it is a big military town. Right. So that's didn't go over so well.
Yeah, that's not the place to make a joke about the
National
Anthem.
No.
Get it? The Bird Show.